In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who had a plan from before the beginning of time to save you and I. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever watched a movie that went something like this? There seems to be a whole lot of them out there. The movie kind of starts off and you get kind of this rising action. You have the hero or the protagonist who starts to do some stuff, and all of a sudden it looks like you're in the midst of this big plot. And it seems like it's pretty straightforward. The hero is striving against something and the hero is kind of winning. And maybe the hero is winning maybe just a little bit too easily. And then all of a sudden you get to this point at which everything turns, because you find out that maybe the bad guy, or maybe just the way that the story is structured or whatever, but you find out that this has been the plan all along. That the plan was to set things up so that the hero or the protagonist of the story would all of a sudden end up in this exact moment. And that's where the story really begins. There's a whole bunch of stories out there that are like that, a whole bunch of movies that are like that. And it kind of gets reflected in it kind of reflects upon our reading from Proverbs this morning. There's this interesting kind of reading in Proverbs where all of a sudden you have, well, Proverbs is a little bit of a different book anyway. And all of a sudden you have this sort of personification of this person who is wisdom. And wisdom is this woman who you find out through the rest of the book of Proverbs. Wisdom is a woman who goes out and calls into the street, and yet there is another woman, Folly, who calls out into the street, and they're kind of calling out, and depending on which voice you follow, it depends on kind of where you end up in the world. And as we take a look at this reading, as we take a look at Proverbs 8, you start to kind of wonder, well, who is wisdom? Is wisdom supposed to be something that we understand is just sort of a personification of this abstract concept that we have of wisdom? Or is wisdom actually somebody or something or some person? Well, that becomes kind of a big question in the Christian church early on. Is who is this wisdom? And some people weigh in, and some people weigh in, and they say, well, wisdom obviously seems to have a whole lot of qualities that seem to be a lot like this person of the Trinity that we know as the Holy Spirit, who is not that bird that's trying to get in. And it seems like, well, there's this Holy Spirit person, and this Holy Spirit person seems to call to us from the Scriptures, seems to allow us to understand who God is. Well, and maybe that's who wisdom is. Maybe that this here in Proverbs is something that's talking about, well, the Holy Spirit. Well, and then there are some other people, like this guy named Arius, who we call a heretic now. He's one of these it's one of the oldest heresies that we have in the church today, and it's called Arianism. And what Arianism is Arianism is all about Jesus being subordinate, being less than God. And the whole reason that Arius comes up with this idea that Jesus is less than God is because he thinks that God the Father is so holy that there is no way that God could come to earth without earth exploding. And so Arius goes, well, God is so holy that God could never come to earth in its sinful state. That just couldn't happen. And yet we know that Jesus came to earth. And so Arius tries to figure it out, and Arius thinks, well, maybe God created somebody who was just kind of a little bit less than God, and then sent that to earth to be born and to die on a cross, and then through that all of our sins are forgiven. But that's not the way that it looks in most of Scripture. In fact, Arius kind of cherry-picked his Scriptures, and what he did was he used Proverbs 8 here in order to arrive at a lot of that understanding of, well, maybe wisdom is Jesus. And if wisdom is Jesus, then he was there at the beginning of the world, but God possessed him. And in fact, the way that Arius would have translated that was that God created him. And that's not what we believe. And it's kind of one of these weird sticking points that I think we really don't think about in Christianity that much anymore today, unless we get into certain conversations with people. Because really, one of the first things that happens when we start differentiating between things that are Christian and not Christian is we start off that line with, well, do they believe in a triune God? Do they believe that Jesus is actually God? And if there is a religion out there that believes that Jesus is not actually God, they don't get to be in the boat. They don't get to be in this grouping that we call Christianity. And so because of that, we have people like the followers of Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints, and those who are Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't believe that Jesus is fully God. It's more like Arianism, and, well, you just aren't in the boat then. And so we start to kind of grapple with, okay, well, why is this so important? Why is it so important that we believe that there are three persons of the Trinity and yet that there's one God? And it's something that I think for most of us, we just kind of take. We go, yeah, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, there's no other way that I've ever heard that. And so we get to Trinity Sunday and we go, well, what's the big deal? The big deal is actually that in order to save us, God has to have a plan to save us from the very beginning of time. Because God creates us. And God creates this world around us. And we fall into sin. And we get deceived because we live in this world full of sin. And we end up going into all sorts of different crazy directions. And we end up actually not following wisdom. Because what wisdom is simply the mind of God. What wisdom is, what is being talked about here in Proverbs 8, is simply the thing that is inside God's head, if you will. It is the plan. It is the order. It is the reality of what creation is all about. It is the very blueprint, the very DNA that when you look outside and you see those roses and how those roses grow, that is something of God's wisdom. When you look at this weird construction that you have where you have two hands and you have five fingers and you have this thing that's an opposable thumb, which is pretty cool if you think about it. This is the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is this super large thing. And we have some very smart people in this room. We have PhDs in this room. We have lawyers in this room. We have all sorts of people in this room. And all of our intellects together just equal a sliver of the understanding of that wisdom of God. And there are things that we don't understand today. We don't understand how God can be three and yet one, and one and yet three. We don't understand why it is that He chose as His way to save all of humanity to send His Son to die specifically when He did on a cross like He did. But that's His wisdom. And we recognize His wisdom. And we give thanks for His wisdom. Because it is because of that wisdom that we are saved. It's because of that wisdom that we know that we don't have to understand everything. What we have to understand is that He is a God who is wise. And that His wisdom calls out to each and every one of us today. And says, believe in My plan, which was to send My Son 2,000 some years ago, so that you might be saved, so that you might be baptized, so that you might understand what it is to be a part of My plan. That is what wisdom is all about. That's what God's all about. Amen.